So relationship as a vehicle, patience. See, realizing there's nobody in the other rowboat. There's nobody in the other rowboat. And the excitement of being with another human being, and you've been lost in your drama for thousands of incarnations together. And then you start to come up for air together. What an incredible joy to be with another human being and be free. And the far out thing is it takes exactly one moment. I would watch, I'd stand behind Maharaji, and they'd, like the army had Hanuman as their Ishtadev, their divine form. So Hanuman is on all the army flags in India. And the army trucks would be coming from the Nepalese front, the China border rather, and they would come by the little temple up in the Himalayas, and the trucks would all stop and everybody would come into the temple because it was a Hanuman temple to pranam, and Maharaji was there, so they'd all line up to pranam and then they'd be given food and then they'd go back. They were always fed at the temple. And Maharaji would be sitting there, and people, these army guys would be coming along, touching his feet, rushing off, touching his feet, rushing up, and he'd be talking to people. And he'd just have a foot out there, and they'd be touching his foot and rushing away, touching his foot and rushing away. Every now and then, he'd turn to somebody, and he'd say, "Your mother needs to hear from you." Then he'd go back to talking. And the guy would, you could, well, I was standing behind him, and I watched the guy go, you know, like this. And then he'd go on. And then I'd watch, most of the people came by, and you saw the denseness of them being in honoring the guru. That was they were in a definite role game, deep in, honoring the guru, get food, go. I mean, they weren't doing it to get the food, by the way. I mean, this is a very pure situation. It's far out to find that in the army, you know. But every now and then, one would come and touch and look up, and you would see something happen at that moment. You just see something happen. And you knew that that whole person's life, something was going to be different from then on. And it only took that long. I realized that what Maharaji, his business with me took that long. All the rest of it was collecting more out of my fear that something hadn't happened, which is far out. And I would say that for most of you, that has happened. You're already hooked. It's already over. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't. That's what's so bizarre about it, unless you just came in by error or, you know, like something. But you're more or less stubborn as to how quickly you will give up, you know? Damn it, my personality's real. I need love. I'm lonely. Good. Is it fun? How do you do? I'm Dick. She wasn't there for me when I really needed her. Oh, God. I was there for you many times before that. Boy, oh boy, you watch it, it's like, hey! Hey, everybody! Wow, dig this one. Look at this. This is really thick. Will they ever get out of it? No, I don't think so. That's what As the World Turns makes all its money on, is your life stories. I mean, it's all the stuff we're all in, right up to our eyeballs all the time. Does anybody want to get free? Hey. On the way to the gorge, hey! So relationships are a stinker of a yoga. Because just like institutions, they are an institution. Because it's so easy to go to sleep into them. I won't bug your ego if you don't bug mine. You know, you don't understand. I'm trying to get enlightened, but I really need this now. I like that one. Oh, well. Would you put one more really in so I'll know you really, really need it? Well, you can't have it. Now what? Ooh. Well, I'm going home to mother. Great. Lots of luck.